Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Satoshi Nakamoto, and I'm and here with my co-host...
Chris Wright. I'm sorry. Craig Wright. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Chris Wright. I'm sorry.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Satoshi?
How's everything going? Bro, it has been ridiculous. I feel like I'm back in New York right now. The way it's been raining today here, normally doesn't rain down here in Florida like this, where it's like a gloomy day all day and it's raining the whole day.
The perfect day to just be at home and do absolutely nothing.
It would have been better if it was a Sunday, not a Saturday.
True.
I'm used to it like raining for like literally 5 minutes. It'll come down and then that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're supposed to get pummeled tomorrow, us. So I'm going to try to break out my little yellow poncho from the movie It. Maybe get to work in that thing, you know?
Oh, you got one of those?
Nah, I need to go pick one up,
That's some rubber that boots. They should supply you with that.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. Anything that requires excess finances, it's a no-go. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know. They just don't make jobs like they used to, that's for sure.
Oh, no. That's funny. What made you say I am Satoshi Nakamoto?
The video that you sent me earlier that I ended up watching it a few minutes ago.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. It's funny how they – what was fun. You know what's even funny is that guy that they always thought was Satoshi, I didn't realize that – I thought that was just – when I would see pictures about that, I thought that was just like a meme. Like they were just making fun of it because he does look like he's like some type of Japanese genius or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his life got plagued by that, man, when that accusation came out, you know?
You see the interviews that they had with him and he was just sitting there like – I have nothing to do with Bitcoin, blah, blah, blah. I was like, damn, his whole family, they were harassing everything.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine the kind of, like, could you imagine walking outside of your house one day and just, like, being, like, chased down by media saying, you know, whatever. Oh, my God, you're the creator, you're the inventor of Bitcoin. Tell us your secrets, you know? That's kind of scary, bro.
It's kind of scary.
But, you know, it's funny enough, he's a big he's into like Bitcoin and cryptos now. Like you'll see him at the conferences now and stuff. As like just a regular attendee, you know.
And what's funny about that is that it flipped his life around. That shit, that's for sure. And funny things that they said is I think one of the newscasters was saying, listen, the last thing you want to do is be Satoshi Nakamoto if they end up finding you and you're the real Satoshi Nakamoto. Like they were saying nobody would really admit that shit. And then there were even a few other guys that you could tell their names weren't. I mean, if they made it up, yeah, possibly. But there was, you know, some guys that, you know, their name was probably like freaking John Williams or something like that. And they were trying to say, oh, I'm Satoshi Nakamoto. I'm the real
Look at Craig Wright. Craig Wright was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Craig, he's in that video, right? The guy goes, are you going to prove to me that you're, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto? And he's like, he stops for a second and he's like, yes, you know. Obviously, he was made out to be a complete imposter and liar, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's interesting with that whole thing is like, remember that, what was it, the NSA paper that I told you to look up that was written in, I think, like the mid-90s or in the early 90s, How to Make a Mint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it literally,
that was our first
like,
episode, I think.
Yeah, that's like the blueprint to what cryptocurrencies are, right? Like, you can literally take that, and even though, you know, because I did some heavy research into that, and some people were saying, no, but it's got nothing to do with Bitcoin. You're talking about a centralized system and this and that for that paper. But it's like, dude, if you read the paper, it's literally like this. It's the same. Yeah, they're talking about like implementing it in a centralized system. But
Bill just joined us. Chris, what's going on, Bill?
Bill, what's going on, Bill? How's everything? But yeah, so they're talking about, like, you know, a centralized system, more or less, in that paper. But again, I mean, somebody obviously took that and they applied it to what we know as Bitcoin now, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you look at the contributors in that paper, one of the names, one of the authors to that is, I forget the first name, but it says it right there. So it's a Japanese guy's name, and it says something Nakamoto, mm-hmm. you know? And then you click his name, and you start digging further, and he has, you know, quite a history, I guess, in cryptography and all this stuff. And it's just like, you know, it's weird. It's weird, man. Like, how do you explain that? How do you explain something like that being written in the 90s, and it literally has everything that Bitcoin has? Like, it's pretty eye-opening.
It's science. It's science, though. You know, usually when scientists get together and do certain things, that's usually what happens. It takes
a computer scientists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And did you look at the, because I know Mom was, like, freaking out when she looked up Satoshi Nakamoto's name and the meaning,
yeah.
The meaning in Japanese.
Yeah. I didn't get too much. I didn't hear too much about that. But well, what did she say? I think she was talking. She spoke to you about that in the past, right?
If you look at if you like Google Satoshi Nakamoto, I guess the first name Satoshi or Nakamoto. Satoshi, I guess, means center. Or central origin.
Basically, it had something to do with that. It ultimately means CIA or something like that.
Yeah, and then Nakamoto stands for intelligence, like highly intelligent. So you put the central whatever, and then mix that with the intelligence, and it's the CIA central, you know.
Intelligence agency.
It's wild. But, you know, anybody who's watching this, you know, I'll mention it again. We mentioned it in the first episode, but we're talking about paper that was written, I think it was in 1995. It's called, you could Google it. It's called How to Make a Mint. And
we'll put it in the links below, because we have it in the link in our first, it was our first episode that we spoke about that, right? We put it in the link.
First episode, yep. And it was written by, I think it was written by the NSA, and it has, everything's there. And it's pretty much a blueprint to what a cryptocurrency would be and how it would be, it's almost like a blueprint if you could literally just, it's just so similar to Bitcoin and all these cryptos, but you know, this was written in the 90s, and it's pretty eye-opening. It's pretty eye-opening. So,
what about this guy? Was it? Did you hear that article? That one guy was just right side blockchain. look at this. Want to boost your stock price? Add blockchain to your company's name. That's funny.
Wait, yeah, of course. Of course. If you add any keyword involving crypto into one of your into any of these businesses, it's probably going to do well. You know, it's probably going to do well.
What about this guy? Did you hear about this one guy that got locked up in Michigan for selling Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency? He got locked up for, I guess, the illegal sale, basically, like he's selling cocaine or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's because he didn't have a money transmitter license or something like that, right? I think they require, for what he was doing, I guess, just selling it. Like, I guess you need some type of money transmitter license in order to just sell Bitcoin. So, I don't know. It's stupid, you know?
It is.
It's funny because when I was... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, when I was looking at, I don't know. When I was looking to get, because I was thinking about getting into the ATM biz, you know, the crypto, the Bitcoin ATMs. Mm-hmm. But obviously here in New York, it was just like, it was completely no go, you know, because you needed the money transmitter license, you needed all this stuff, and it was just like so
much money.
Is
that the same scenario with the, what's the deal with Poloniex? I know you said, I think I could use Poloniex, but you can't, right, being in New York?
I can't. No, I can't. I'm locked out here in New York. Well, unless I use like a VPN or something, I'm locked out to pretty much all of the cryptocurrency exchanges, save a very few. Bittrex I'm good with, and there's a few others I won't mention. But Coinbase is just like, Yeah, I don't want to, you know, just in case there's any prying eyes, I don't want my little fantasy land of crypto exchanges to come crumbling down. But some of the leading ones
make it illegal.
Yeah, but some of the states, you know, the ones that we have here in the states, the big ones like Poloniex, I can't. There's a few others there. Like when I try registering and I try to log in, it just says, "Oh, you're in your jurisdiction or whatever. You can't sign up. You can't be a part of it."
But let's just say, for example, you use our address down here. Would you be able to? Or they? What do they do? They track that by the.
I think it's tracked by the IP address.
Okay. Bill said the first Bitcoin ATM ever was in Vancouver. Here in Vancouver, he said.
Wow.
Wow.
Also, he's in Vancouver. Also.
Yeah. You said that yesterday, right?
After I thought it was. Said, yeah.
You had mentioned that. Yep.
Yeah, because there's actually a lot of guys that I follow on YouTube that are from Canada. So, actually, most of the guys I follow are from Canada for the most part and from the West Coast here.
Yeah.
But, look at that.
Since you looked into Bitcoin ATMs, is that going to be the same scenario as if you were to, let's just say, buy a chain of regular ATMs? Is it the same, like, licensing and everything like that, or is...
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, why? I mean, should it be like that? I don't know. Who am I to say?
I mean, it
why?
Wasn't meant to be like that. It no. wasn't meant to be like that, and
no, and it shouldn't be really. I mean, if you think it about shouldn't. It, but
this. Have you heard of Aphelion? I think Oz had brought that up a few episodes ago. He said mentioned it. And then I saw it in our notes and I was looking into it a little bit. I mean, listen, there are some other ICOs that are claiming to be truly peer to peer.
Okay. They all are. They all claim that.
Yeah. But I mean, Aphelion, that's their little claim to fame right now. I saw a video earlier on it, and they are saying, listen, basically, they're saying everybody else is lying to you. We're going to be the real peer-to-peer, you know, ICO, where you won't have to go through any third parties or anything like that. You know, like I always say, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
But that's one ICO that some people are jumping on. I mean, it looks good. The website looks good. The white paper, the crew, you know, it has all the ingredients of a good looking ICO. But I don't know.
But you know, that's why you know I like these projects that have something working already, as with anybody else, like props, you know. And when Rise rolls out at the end of next month, that's, you know, a lot of these projects, I don't know, man. I don't know that the future, the fate of these ICOs, you know, especially here in the States, like, you know, especially with all the regulation, because I'm telling you right now, up in whoever's watching this, maybe not, it's not going to be the first time you hear it. But it's pretty obvious, it's pretty evident that starting next year, 2018 to 2020, okay, I think the next Bitcoin halving is in 2020, right? The next Bitcoin halving is in 2020, yes. So remember, that means that the reward, okay, the block reward is going to halve, okay, it's going to go in half. So these miners are going to be getting less Bitcoins, which in theory should drive the price up, right? Whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Unless Satoshi floods the market.
Yeah, that's what that video is.
With his supposed 6 billion, right, in Bitcoin?
Yeah, 100 million, I think, 100 million, no, or 1 million Bitcoin or something like that. He holds is worth 6 billion. I don't know, but.
Yeah, son.
You know, we're coming into the new year right now, 2018, right? We're coming into the new year. It's obvious, man, that. These next 2 years, 2018 to 2020, this is going to usher in the complete run, the mass adoption, complete mainstream of all these cryptocurrencies, man. It's happening. It's right here. It's knocking on our door right now. 2017, we're going into 2018, and the next 2 years is going to be a whirlwind, bro. It's going to be a whirlwind, you know? Because everybody, I mean, you see the celebrities, all the celebrities are jumping on the boat now. You have all these ICOs. Every company is trying to do, I can't even understand half of these ICOs, bro. I'm reading it, and I'm like, okay, like, I don't understand it, bro. I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, what does this do? You know, everything is using the same thing, the same wording that Bitcoin has, a peer-to-peer this, peer-to-peer that, decentralized, blockchain, anonymous, privacy. It's just like...
It's the name of the game, though. You got to be able to filter out the juiciest of the juice.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's pretty much just like the stock market. Think about it. That's why stockbrokers made so much money back in the days because they either had the inside scoop, no pun intended, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they really truly honestly knew what they were doing.
That's why right now all these lending platforms, like I mentioned before, I was watching. Oz told me to check out, and I don't know if anybody here, any of our viewers, they watch. There's this guy. He calls himself Ozzy the BS Filter. Mm-hmm. Okay, and today, I guess maybe a few hours ago, he had an interview and he sat down with Antonio Francesco, which I thought was pretty funny because all of Antonio's videos, like he's like he doesn't show his face, you know, but in the interview that they did today, Antonio shows his face, and this guy, like, when you finally put somebody's voice to their face, it's like,
yeah,
you know, and this guy looks like an Italian gangster, bro, you know. But it was an excellent discussion that they had, you know, very in depth, and it was you know, evolving these lending platforms, you know. And you know, Ozzy is not really, you know, he's kind of against it, this and that a little bit. I only got halfway through it. And Antonio has his way of you know, of how he works these programs. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, you get in right now, you got to get in where things are brewing right now. And right now, these lending platforms, like,
Asset Mines just joined us.
Asset Mines, what's going on? Glad to have you guys. But yeah, man, these lending platforms—it's just like this is it, man. Right now, it's like they say, you got to get it while it's hot, you know. And the porridge is definitely hot.
Asset Mine said he was in the middle of that Ozzy Antonio thing that you were talking about. That's funny.
Yeah, it was. It's really. I'm telling you, it was. It's you got to check it out, Ruben. You're gonna like it. You know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely gonna check it out.
Yeah, it's.
He's about to give us his thought on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just said, "Here's my thought." So I think he's going to be typing something up. Good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm halfway. I got 30 minutes into it, and it seems like, you know, Ozzy has his stance and what he feels is not right with a lot of these lending platforms, with all of them, and Antonio has his stance and how he's using it to his advantage. And yeah, I understand both sides. It's a great discussion.
Bill said he hasn't seen it yet. And Asset Mine said lending platforms are the next best thing to Bitcoin. I believe that too right now. All the other ICOs so far and altcoins are shit coins. I hear you.
Altcoins, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely hear you. I mean, listen, in the beginning, people were scared of lending platforms, but I mean, I guess you could kind of say, which still, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say they've, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say they've pretty much proved themselves. It's still in the beginning stages, but.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, there's this guy, fellow Canadian, Bill, a fellow Canadian, I'm not sure where exactly, but his name is Connor Kenny. He's got a YouTube channel. His name is Connor Kenny. And he, you know, I'm a subscriber, obviously, and he makes excellent videos. He made a video a few days ago. I mean, a great video. I mean, as far as his thoughts, I mean, I feel it's a great video of why he's really, you know, the whole thing with BitConnect and why they're so successful and why they will probably continue to be successful right now. But he explains like the whole workings and why it's working. And it's pretty shocking video. You know, his point is to me is valid. He makes some very valid points. So definitely check that out also. You know, it's a different edge. I haven't really, you know, seen a lot of stuff with that view on BitConnect, which I thought was, you know, it's great. It's eye-opening. You know, a
Asset
lot of this
Mind
stuff.
said all the other ICOs so far and altcoins are shit coins until those ICOs and altcoins take actions to what they promote. Your guys' live stream last night when you talked about the real estate ICO, however, I think is the next great thing to lending platforms.
Look at that. Look at that. You know, the lending platforms, right? And then even Oz mentioned also, what did he say? He says, oh, what's after the lending platforms? The social media platforms also, right? Which is the Props Project, right? Which is Rise, you know.
Props, you gotta the one that we gotta get into because we only got into it on that when we both had our little thing, you up in New York and me in Miami down here. We did a pre-recorded video, which was kind of shit, to be honest with you. I really want to get a little
You
more.
stupid.
I really want to get into BitClave more, bro. I mean, I think that that's a good platform. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but basically it's the Google of the cryptocurrency game. You know what I
I
mean?
mean,
Listen,
yeah, I
the
mean,
concept is great.
they
That's another one that, you know, still has something to prove. But I mean, I think the concept is great, to be honest with you. You know what I'm
listen.
saying?
Unless at the end of that, when does that ICO begin and end? Unless they do exactly what Props is doing, unless they're doing exactly what that foundation is doing, and they can offer something at least towards the end of the ISO or a working product. Right now, to me, Munchie is in a better position than BitClave. And I
Oh
know
my
you're not
God.
crazy about
Hell
Munchie.
no, bro.
I think
We
so
did one
because
on
they
Munchie too.
have.
That one, you know, we should dig a little more into that one. Like I said, those little 5-minute pre-recorded videos we did, I'm not crazy about it. Real quick, Chris, Asset Mindset, here's one I want to introduce to you guys to. And then Bill says Proof was one of the first onto that real estate game ICO soon. Awesome.
Proof?
Yeah.
Okay. Proof, is that the
Nice.
name of the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stay a
Okay.
while,
Wow.
stay a bit token sale. Google it. Asset Mind said. So Proof, stay a while, stay a bit. You know what? We're gonna talk about those
Yeah,
two
take note of
tomorrow. As a matter
those.
of fact, I'm gonna look at
Take note of
those
those.
tonight, and then we're gonna talk about those tomorrow.
It's actually called Stay a While, Stay a Bit.
Stay a while, stay a bit token sale.
Token sale, and then the other one was Proof, which is one of the
Proof.
original
Yes,
real
one of the
estate.
first onto the real estate game ICOs soon. Asset Mind said,
Okay.
this stay a while allows you to pay your rent with Bitcoin. Wow.